This is Temple View, a feature service of WRTI News.
The link between the rise in overweight, obesity, and type 2 diabetes is solid. So it's no surprise that medical researchers are interested in what kinds of weight loss programs help control diabetes. A new study just published in the Annals of Internal Medicine measured weight loss, blood sugar levels, and other health indicators of 10 patients on the lowest carbohydrate or induction phase of the Atkins diet. The study was unusual in that the patients, who all qualified as obese with a body mass index over 30, lived in the hospital for 3 weeks. The first week they ate their regular diet and then spent 2 weeks on the severely low-carb phase of the Atkins diet. Lead researcher Dr. Gunter Boden, who heads endocrinology at Temple University's School of Medicine, says the relationship between carbohydrate consumption and diabetes is nothing new. So the fact that they lost weight and their blood sugar levels came down was not a surprise. He was more intrigued by something else.
The amazing thing was that they did not compensate for the reduction in carbohydrate by eating more of the other things that were offered freely, like fat and protein. So these people were told they can eat as much as they want, whenever they wanted, except they couldn't get carbohydrates.
In fact, even though they could have eaten a filet mignon or an omelet from a restaurant to make up the extra calories, they ate about 1,000 less calories a day, a calorie level commensurate with a person of normal weight with the same height.
In other words, they normalized their caloric intake by taking the carbohydrates away.
He thinks eating less carbohydrates reduced their appetites by lowering their insulin.
It must have been, or it probably was, insulin which had stimulated their excessive appetite. And so you take away the carbohydrates, the insulin goes down, the appetite goes down, and they eat less. In fact, they eat just as much as they were supposed to eat.
He says he's keenly aware that there's controversy surrounding the issue, but Dr. Boden believes that carbohydrates play a special role in appetite regulation. I'm Meredith Duddleston, WRTI News.